President Bush, former President Bush, went to the UN yesterday to inform all of us peasants out here that the New World Order is not going away. And, you know, I used to have this reverb effect. As a matter of fact, I wrote a note, got a little sticky note here. Go to Sweetwater and replace reverb unit because I need to get my reverb back. I need to get my mojo back. So I go, citizen, you will obey your federal overlords. Nope, we changed that. We used to sell a T-shirt in the Founders Trading Post that says, citizen, you will obey your federal overlord, citizen. And if you look real close in the ghosted Obama O image in the background, look real close inside of it. There's a swastika that is very, very faintly ghosted in there. As a matter of fact, Midas Church told me, you need to take that swastika off before somebody, you need to take that swastika out of that before somebody actually notices it. So I hope they notice it. That has changed now. We're no longer being ordered about by federal overlords. And you heard this during the Population Control, International Conference on Population Control that we broadcast the last 3 days. We're now being told that, citizen, you will obey your New World Order overlord, citizen. You will do as you have been commanded, citizen. Folks, Soylent Green is here. Don't eat it, but it's here. President Bush chastised us. Well, you isolationist ingrates. After I started enough wars to last a millennia. You idiots, you blew the whole thing. America's got to capture, it's got to be standing athwart the affairs of the entire planet yelling, go! That's, of course, that's a mockery of William F. Buckley saying he wanted to stand athwart history and yell, stop! This isolationism must not endure. And you know what else we get out of this? I read this and I went, if you could find this part of the speech, I'd be very appreciative. But for a play of George W. Bush's speech today, I'll gladly play you with a hamburger on Tuesday, said Wimpy. It's a quote in, here it is. This is a story at Breitbart. George W. Bush emerges to bash Trump. Nativism. We cannot wish globalism away. This is kind of like saying, hey, Llama, hey, you idiots that are, you know, thinking that you can work your crafts and your trades in your stupid little communities and hometowns. You're finished. I want you off this campus by 9 o'clock Monday morning. We gave you global elitism, and you're going to remain globally connected in our new world order. Do you have the Pappy Bush?
And we together, we can form this new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be.
And we will be.
We have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
When we are successful.
When we are successful.
And we will be.
And we will be.
Oh, good.
We have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
At the UN's founders. Let's all grovel at the feet of the founders of the UN. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I can hardly wait. What was that, 1991? 1991. 26 years hence, here we are. Son George W. Bush. We cannot wish globalism away, Bush said, noting that America must sustain wise and sustained global engagement for the future of the country. Get a text copy of that speech and word search it. You'll see sustained in there 7 times. Sustained, sustained. We just had an international conference on population control where we learned of all the diabolical forces out there using this term called sustainable development, of what they really mean by that. Sustained development for the benefit of the makers of Soylent Green. That's right. Have you ever seen the movie Soylent Green? It's pretty good. It's Charlton Heston flick.
Yeah, I've heard about it many times.
Yeah, it's Charlton Heston flick. You don't get Soylent Green all the way to the last scene of the movies when you find out what Soylent Green is. I think it's the 1970s movie. And I believe that's one of the first Philip K. Dick stories that was turned into a major motion picture. Now, I say that knowing that it probably wasn't Philip K. Dick, but that's going to force one of you to go into the chat room at MikeChurch.com and correct me. There's a method to my madness. Anyways. We cannot wish globalism away. Do you see this? We can't wish globalism away. Now, I don't know about you. Wherever you're listening to the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers, we even have listeners listening in the UK and in Italy via radio.co, all around the world. Wherever you're listening, I just want to say something to you. I am perfectly content with the knowledge that you live in your community. And that you live, you work, you farm, you eat, you love, you worship, you name it. And I don't care. I won't oppose it, but I don't care if I never get to purchase or am forced to purchase something you have made and exported. Similarly, I don't care if you ever get to purchase something I have made and exported. Now, don't take that wrong. I'm not opposed to free trade. Of course, trade's never free, for real. Not opposed to the exchange of ideas and goods between friendly peoples, friendly communities. As a matter of fact, I actually think that that's quite a desirable thing. But I won't have it forced on me, and I will not be told that I have to do it. Now, here's the reason why we have to do it. Commerce must be exchanged in between your country, wherever you're listening to me at, and mine, so the money trail is open for the exploitation of the third world. This is as dubious and sinister a thing as President Bush ever said while he was president, and he said some dubious and sinister whoppers. So he's back. Citizen, you will obey your new world order overlord, citizen. Bush continued, we've seen a return of isolationist sentiments, forgetting that American security is directly threatened by the chaos and despair of distant places. It is? Give me a real world example of that. How is the security of New Orleans, Louisiana, threatened by what's going on in Lebanon or Syria or Yemen? Now, What's going on in Yemen is a war crime, and we're threatening the people of Yemen. You're not threatening me, Mr. President. I'm not threatened by this. Josh Will, listening in the middle of the country, in the heartland of Missouri, in Kansas, right smack dab in the middle. He's not threatened by what's going on over there. He's not. Did you hear Celeste Youngblood's Crusade Channel news today? By the by, Celeste, good job. Good job. Did you hear the report? Can you ask her for the soundbite that she played? Please. She played a fantastic soundbite, a little investigative journalism there, asking the question that I asked yesterday. What in the hell was that soldier doing in Niger? What was he doing in Niger? What was he doing in an armed battalion in Niger? What was an armed battalion of American soldiers doing in Niger? I'll tell you what they were doing there. They were sustaining President Bush's New World Order. That's what they were doing there. It is heartening to me that I'm not the only one asking the question now. Other people are going like, hey, Llama. What are we doing in Niger?
Mr. Church, please. This is the problem with you pacifist Catholic weirdos. There are bad people over there. Hey, I got news for you, Cupcake. There are bad people in our hemisphere, jackwad. What do you propose to do about them?
Why aren't the commandos storming the Medellin cartel palaces down in South America? It's not like they don't know where they are. Hey, I got an idea. Why aren't we rounding up the hombres down in Mexico that are going village to village and decapitating people? We know what's going on. Sometimes they even put the heads in a trash bag and throw them over the border, and the Border Patrol cops find them.
What do you propose to do about that?
Minister Church, please. We're only concerned with brown people 7,000 miles away. They're the ones that are a threat. Sure they are.